Have you ever landed on an island that might not be there in 50 years? I'm Ramp, and this is Ramp Check on Radio Hangar, and I'm standing on the most surreal piece of pavement I have ever parked an airplane on, Tangier Island, a tiny sliver of land out in the middle of the Chesapeake Bay, about 12 miles off the coast of Virginia. Population somewhere around 400 people, and that number keeps shrinking. The island itself keeps shrinking, too. But we'll get to that. First, let me tell you what it's like to fly here, because getting to Tangier is half the experience today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins for every step of the journey. First solo, private pilot, instrument, all the way up, mark the milestones that matter. Every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. So you're coming out of the eastern shore of Virginia, you've left the mainland behind, and suddenly there is nothing but water. Chesapeake Bay stretching out in every direction, grey-green and enormous, and you're looking for this island and you're thinking, there's no way there's an airport out here, there's no way, and then you see it, this narrow ribbon of land barely poking above the waterline, I mean barely. The highest point on the entire island is maybe 4 feet above sea level, 4 feet, and right down the spine of the island runs a paved strip, runway 2,700 feet of pavement. That's it. No tower, no fuel, no nothing. Just a windsock and a strip of asphalt surrounded by water and marsh grass on every side. The approach is wild. You come in over the bay, and the water is right there. I mean, right there. You can see the crab pots in the shallows. You can see the workboats tied up at the docks. And the wind. Oh, the wind out here. There's always a crosswind on Tangier. Always. The bay funnels it across the island like a wind tunnel. Today it's gusting to about 18 knots out of the southwest, and the sock is standing straight out. My little airplane is getting knocked around on short final like somebody's shaking a snow globe, but the wheels touch, the airplane settles, and I'm rolling out on Tangier Island. I shut down the engine, and the silence hits you. That's the first thing you notice. There are no cars on Tangier Island. Well, almost none. A couple of utility trucks. Everybody gets around on golf carts and scooters and bicycles. So when you shut down your engine and pop the door open, what you hear is wind, birds, the distant rumble of a workboat engine somewhere out in the channel, and that's it. I tie down on the grass next to the runway. There's a little parking area with tie-down rings set into the ground, and honestly it feels like parking your airplane in someone's backyard, because it basically is. The houses start about 100 feet from the runway edge, little clapboard houses, many of them on stilts, painted white and blue and green, laundry hanging on lines, cats sleeping on porches. This place is not a tourist trap. This is a working fishing village that happens to have a runway. I start walking toward town, which takes about 4 minutes, because the entire island is only 1.2 miles long, and I pass the cemetery. And this is where the story of Tangier gets heavy. Some of the graves are under water. I am not kidding. The oldest section of the cemetery, where settlers from the 1700s are buried, is now partially submerged at high tide, headstones sticking up out of the marsh. The Chesapeake Bay is swallowing this island. Erosion has taken 2/3 of the original landmass since the 1850s. 2/3, the island that Captain John Smith mapped in 1608, was massive compared to what's left today. And the people who live here know it. They talk about it openly. They point to where the schoolyard used to be before the bay ate it. They show you old photographs where there were acres of solid ground that are now just open water. There's a seawall on the western side of the island, built by the Army Corps of Engineers, and the locals will tell you it bought them time, but it didn't buy them forever. But here's the thing. They're still here. 400 people, give or take. Most of them watermen. Crabbers, specifically. Tangier Island produces more soft-shell crabs than almost anywhere else on the east coast. These folks wake up at 3 in the morning, go out on the water, pull crab pots, come home, do it again. They've been doing it for generations. The island accent is unlike anything you've ever heard. Linguists call it a remnant of Restoration-era English. It sounds almost Cornish. Almost Elizabethan, you'll be talking to someone and suddenly realize you're hearing vowels that haven't existed on the mainland for 300 years. I walk into Lorraine's. Everybody who has ever flown to Tangier knows about Lorraine's. It was the restaurant, the place, the reason half the pilots in the mid-Atlantic have Tangier in their logbooks. Lorraine's served crab cakes that people would fly 200 miles for, real crab cakes, not the bread-filled hockey-pucks you get at some chain restaurant. I'm talking about a crab-cake that is 90% crab, lightly seasoned, pan-fried golden brown, served with coleslaw and hush-puppies on a paper plate, the kind of crab-cake that makes you sit back in your chair and just stare at it for a second before you take a bite because it's that beautiful. Now, Lorraine's went through some changes over the years, ownership shifted, but the tradition of flying to Tangier for seafood is alive and well. You walk in, and the walls are covered with pilot stuff, pictures of airplanes parked on the strip business cards from flight schools, sectional chart clippings with Tangier circled. This place has been a general aviation destination for decades. The $100 hamburger crowd discovered Tangier a long time ago. Except here, it's a $100 crab cake, and it's worth every penny. I sit down next to a couple who flew in from Frederick, Maryland, in a Cherokee 180. They've been coming here twice a summer for 11 years. 11 years. The husband tells me they plan their flights around the wind because the crosswind on 2-0 can be a bear if it's coming straight across. His wife says the crab cakes are the best she's ever had, and she grew up on the Eastern Shore, so she knows what she's talking about. A guy 2 tables over flew down from New Jersey in a Bonanza. Solo. He's got a logbook page where he tracks every Tangier trip. 23 visits and counting. He says this is his happy place. Shuts off the radio, shuts off the phone, eats crab cakes, watches the sunset over the bay, and flies home in the evening light. That's his therapy. 23 times after lunch I walk the island. And I mean all of it. You can walk the entire thing in about 45 minutes if you don't stop, but you will stop. Because people talk to you here. A woman on her porch asks where I flew in from. A waterman walking his dog tells me the crabs have been running good this spring. 2 kids on bicycles want to know what kind of airplane I'm flying. When I tell them it's a Cessna 172, one of them says his uncle used to have one. The other one says he wants to be a pilot. He's maybe 9 years old and he's dead serious about it. I walk out to the western shore and look at the seawall, big rocks piled up against the bay, waves lapping against them. And beyond the wall nothing but open water all the way to the Virginia mainland. You can see it on a clear day, a thin line of green on the horizon, but out here, standing on this narrow strip of sand and marsh, it feels like you're in the middle of an ocean. The isolation is profound. This is the only inhabited island in the Chesapeake Bay that has no bridge to the mainland. The only way on or off is by boat or by airplane. That's it. There's a ferry that runs from Reedville, Virginia, and another from Onincock. And then there's runway 2 and 20, think about that for a second. For the people who live here, that little runway isn't a novelty. It's a lifeline. When someone has a medical emergency on Tangier Island, they don't call 911 and wait for an ambulance. A medevac helicopter comes in and lands on that strip. When the weather is too bad for the ferry, that runway is how supplies get in. The airport isn't just a cool place to fly for crab cakes, it's infrastructure, it matters. I talked to a man named James who's been on the island his whole life. 72 years. He tells me he remembers when the island had over 700 people, a full school, a bustling harbour. Multiple restaurants, now the school serves maybe 12 kids across all grades. Young people leave for the mainland because there aren't enough opportunities, and the water keeps coming. But James isn't sad about it. Not exactly. He's pragmatic. He says the island has been dealing with erosion since before he was born and his people are still here. He says they'll keep crabbing and keep praying and keep living on Tangier until the good Lord or the Chesapeake says otherwise. And then he tells me I need to go try the crab soup before I leave. He says it like it's a direct order. So I do. And it is spectacular. A cream-based crab soup with chunks of backfin crab meat floating in it. The kind of soup where you scrape the bowl and think about ordering another one. I sit there watching the light change over the bay through the window and I think about what this island means to general aviation. Tangier is the kind of place that reminds you why you learned to fly, not for the instrument approaches, not for the cross-country time. You learned to fly so you could go somewhere nobody else can get to easily. You learned to fly so you could land on a little island in the middle of a bay and eat crab cakes with strangers who become friends over a paper plate and a glass of sweet tea. You learned to fly for this. The wind is still blowing when I walk back to the airplane. A waterman is tying up his boat at the dock near the runway, and he waves at me like we've known each other for years. I untie the airplane, Do my walk around, climb in and fire up the engine. The run-up area is basically the end of the runway. I check the windsock, still gusting, still crossed, still Tangier. I line up on two kneeled, push the throttle forward, and the airplane jumps off the ground like it's been waiting to fly all afternoon. I make a left turn over the bay and look back. The island is already getting small. This tiny sliver of land, surrounded by water in every direction, with its white houses and its crab boats and its runway painted right down the middle of it like a spine, it looks impossibly fragile from the air, like a wave could wash the whole thing away, and some day maybe it will. But today it's still there. The crab cakes are still incredible, the people are still waving at pilots from their porches, and runway 2 and 20 is still waiting for you. Fly there before you can't. I mean that. Put Tangier in your GPS. Check the winds. Pack your appetite and go. I pulled from several pilot accounts of flying to Tangier and the island's well-documented history for this one, and you can find more at radiohangar.com. I'm Ramp. Go land somewhere that matters.